I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a patient whose health data is protected from a cyber attack. And that's the sound of a financial system that's digitally secured from bad actors. Right now, there's an invisible war being fought on a digital battlefield that impacts what we do every day. That's why at Peraton, we do the can't be done to help protect the vital systems we rely on. Because if we don't, the alternative is unimaginable. Peraton.
I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to have a glass of wine or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know next to nothing about the drink we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of vino out there we are not acquainted with.
As we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to wine and drink along with us, whilst we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdicts if we're going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it, so you don't have to.
It's definitely not just an excuse to drink a bottle of wine on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid. Good afternoon, Lou. It's an afternoon, it's not an evening. We've recorded early. Didn't matter too much because it was a non-alcoholic drink, wasn't it?
Yes. That's very efficient of you today, Sally. I feel like you've got things to do. Let's not mess around. Let's get this intro done.
Do you know what I have got to do? I've got a meeting at 4 p.m, but also in that time, I've got to jet wash the patio. Mm.
Who's the meeting with? Is it somebody very important?
Oh, so important. You know me. I'm always, always important. Always important. One of the builders. Anyway.
Yeah.
But I put some like strong, it wasn't bleach. It's like, black spot remover on my patio earlier, mm-hmm. and it's just sort of busy dissolving the black spots, and I'm going to go out there in a bit, get my jet wash.
Sally, what time to be alive. I've been to a haberdashery shop today.
Oh, lovely. You love that, don't you?
Haberdashery shop. And I've bought some trim that I, because I've put wallpaper up around the fireplace, and I'm going to put some fabric trim around the wallpaper to make a frame.
For a minute, I thought you were going to say you were going to be patchworking again. I thought something's amiss with me.
Life's not that bad that I've started patchworking again.
No, I know. When there's trouble, when the patchworking starts. No,
but I do have a hammer by my
intense
side.
Patchworking. I've got a spanner by my
have
side.
Have you?
Yes,
there we go. Gosh, aren't we just women of the world? I tell you what, though, what we should have had is a battering ram. That's what we should have had.
Oh, seamless link. Seamless haberdashery link. Oh,
thank you. Oh, come on.
Harriet Dyer. What a gem of a woman she is, and what great stories she has for us.
She's just such a wonderful person.
Yeah,
isn't she? She just exudes just wonderfulness. Warmth. Yes, that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah,
and her lovely story. Well, I say her lovely stories. I mean, she had a lot of stories, but
she kept a joy. Few back, I think. I reckon we could have her again and get some more out of her. Let's have a listen to this one, though, shall we, Lou?
Yeah.
Lou always starts, Harriet. I just had to wait a beat then. Harriet Dyer, guest, lovely guest, but Lou likes to jump in quite quickly. So
Sally Ann, come on now.
How long have you two been doing this? Is there underlined
Always. Actually, do you know what? The red background of Lou isn't paint. No, that's blood from our fights.
Yeah. This is like our scrapping room. This has got Sally and I's DNA up the walls in it, which I like to. I look like a ghost. Anyway, hello, Harriet Dyer. How are you, please?
Hello, Louise Ann Conran. Is that your name?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm all right. Did you ask me how I was? Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
I think.
Are you okay? Yeah, I don't know whether I am. I'm mentally unbalanced today.
That's today.
Well, yeah, I got really ratty. We went to the the travel agents, and I walked in and I went, "I've come to collect our tickets." So that's where I am today, Harriet.
I was only saying this to someone the other day. Who the fuck goes to a travel agent's anymore?
Me. Because my gentleman caller is very old-fashioned. He doesn't believe in on-the-line booking and purchasing. He likes to do things in real life. So we went to a travel agent's, which surprised me, Harriet. But to be honest, I think it's probably twice the cost, but you can't.
I think so. Because you need to get yourself onthebeach.com. That's the deal there. A bloody ridiculous.
Oh, Harriet. Anyway.
But Harriet, could you possibly get your drink of choice from On the Beach resort?
It's your cue.
I mean, it was seamless. It was seamless from me, let's face it.
Old Jamaica grape soda.
Ooh. I couldn't get it. Where did you get it from?
B&M.
B&M, you didn't tell me that.
I wrote that in.
What did you get?
In the end, I was in Tesco Extra about midnight last night, and I thought, if Tesco Extra hasn't got it, nowhere's got it. But clearly, I didn't try B&M at midnight. I am Tesco, so I just went for the rosé, grape and rhubarb. I mean, it's a soft drink, but it was the only grape thing I could find.
I can't tell you, Harriet, how pleased I am, because it's normally me that gets this wrong.
Yeah,
normally me.
So you're bang on this time, Lou.
I am. I went over the road to B&M to purchase this.
I didn't know you could get it at B&M. Did you tell me B&M?
Yeah. And it came back with two packets of super noodles, a bottle of bleach, and this.
Oh, what a day. Yeah. One already, Lou.
I'm opening this.
Sally is because Sally Ann is like not as... she had to get a bottle of grape and rhubarb.
And look, it's got like a flipping what's it? You know, it's got a Prosecco top.
Sally's not as common as you and me, Harriet.
No.
I haven't got B&M opposite my castle.
A moat of grape juice.
Well, cheers. Oh. I'm going in. I'm very excited about this.
Carry on. I'm still opening, as you can see. I'm going to have to get a tea towel.
It makes no difference, Sally, because it is not what you'll be tasting anyway. You might as well put your head in some bleach and have a lick.
Well, funny you should say that, because I've been doing the patio with some lichen destroyer today, which smells of bleach. So,
lichen.
Oh, I can't get this off. Is it lichen or lichen? You know what gets on the patio, the little black dots.
Oh, not lychee, like the fruit.
No, not like that.
I love lychees. You could get one of your builders. She's got a load of builders in the house, Harriet.
I've got a house full of Latin Americans.
Yes. Why can't one of them use their strength to open your bottle with?
Because I tell you what they're doing. The lovely man, Al, has offered to mend my front door lock, and he's out in the shops looking for what's called a drum at the moment.
Oh, my God.
Even part of the building work he's just been very kind. Anyway,
Harriet.
This is all going to be cut, because who the hell wants to listen to me and my drum? But no. Harriet Dyer.
How did you discover this this old Jamaican grape soda, please?
How did I? I went to B&M.
I went to Jamaica.
Yeah. And whilst in Jamaica, I discovered B&M. And and I just fancied a change, really. And I thought, you know what? I like grapes.
Yeah.
I like old Jamaicans. I'll see what they've got to offer.
See what they're all mixed together tastes like. Great.
It's so sweet, though, isn't it, Lou? It's like...
Do you know what it tastes like? Do you remember... I don't know, you're quite young, Harriet. Do you remember Sally? Let's ask the old lady.
What is it, Lou? What is it?
Do you remember when there was a phase of that? Everyone used to collect smelly rubbers.
Oh, yeah, a little tiny suitcase full of them.
Yeah, so did I. And I had a vanity case full of them. Yeah. And my favourite ones were the purple grape rubbers.
Oh, so lovely.
This tastes exactly like the rubber smell of.
It's a shame that because kids don't really have pens and pencils anymore, do they? So they'll never know the joy of a little smelly rubber collection.
They do, Harriet, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, they do, but they don't use them as much as we did because they have computers, don't they?
Oh, Sally had somebody to write all of her stuff. She what?
Flint.
In my day, we were on slate.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant to say. And I said Flint.
Oh, Harriet.
It's the same thing.
Harriet Dyer. Harriet Louise Dyer.
Yeah.
So like you've enjoyed your booze in the past, right?
Yes.
What was your training drink of choice? When you were growing up, what was your drink that you sort of like trained on?
You were down in the Cornwall, weren't you, Harriet?
Yeah.
Well, usually there's some sort of scam involved, and my first scam was, I don't know how I convinced my dad, but I convinced my dad when I was quite young that I could make money out of, you know, them stubby beers. Those I was like, because they were like $2.99 for like
20.
Yeah, loads. And I was like, well, what I'll do, Dad, is you get me them and I'll sell them. But I just drank them all myself.
How old were you then?
I don't know, really. Maybe 16. But then about 15, 16. I had an old head as well. So I would go to
old Jamaican head.
Old Jamaican head.
Where did you keep it? Under your bed.
And we'd go to this place called the Green Blob, and then no one else would have booze, so I'd go, oh, I'll take my old head to Tesco down the hill. And then I went to Tesco, and then I'd get booze. And then I remember once this girl that was on the till, she goes, I'm sure you're in my sister's year, because her sister was underage, and I was like, I don't even know Gemma.
Full name.
God, what a grass. Why didn't she just let you through? But she was young. Yeah. I would have done. When I worked at BJAM, which is now Iceland. BJAM, it was before.
BJAM,
BEJAM. That's what it was, the freezer shop. I worked as my first Saturday job. I'd have let you through if you'd have come through with your little stubbies. Not that we sold them, it was a freezer shop, but you know, it was it did sell some. So they sold some booze, I remember. And if somebody was buying booze when you're on the little till, you had to ring three times for a manager. And I used to lodge myself up from behind my little thing, but behind the till, and hold the booze in the air. And they used to nod at me to say, go ahead, sell the booze.
I would have imagined that you were the sort of person, Sally, that would have been really strict on rules with other people.
No.
You'd have been annoyed if everybody told you what to do, but I get this impression that you'd have been, oh, no, you're clearly a child.
No, not then. I wouldn't have done. Not, and then the old lady who lived around the corner from me, she was
it Harriet?
another old lady, yeah. She wanted me to take, she said, oh, you live on my street, don't you? When you finish work, you can bring all my shopping back for you. And I went, no, for me. And I went, no. That's when I said no. I went, no, I can't do that. Lazy lady. I remember when old people were like that. They used to sort of like tell young people what to do.
But you were like, underage drinking's fine, but helping the algae. Big no.
No, it was the just she assumed I would do it. Yeah. I was like, 15. So you didn't get the booze in the shop then? She wouldn't serve you?
Oh, she did.
Oh, she did.
Ah. Yeah, so she said that. I said that, and then she went, all right then. And I was like, really? And then she served me anyway. Then I walked back up the hill. With the booze for everyone. But then also before that, I used to have 2020. This boy that lived down the road from me would give me that. But he'd always spit in it.
Oh.
Isn't that horrible?
Why? And you still drank it?
Yeah. It's gross. Yeah.
Why did that's he spit why, in it?
I don't know, he was mean. And that, and that's why when you said, oh, what was your drink? What was your introductionary drink? I thought of that, but I thought that's horrible. Story. So then I thought I won't say that. So then I said, then I said that anyway. So sorry about that.
But you still drank it after he spat in it.
Yeah, and his dad had a how weird is this, right? So outside his house was a massive rabbit hutch, like so tall. It was probably about an 8-foot rabbit hutch, right? And then in the rabbit hutch was the TV aerial for all the houses. So, but the rabbits would like eat, like nibble at it. So you'd be watching like Gladiators on a Saturday night, and then it would cut out, and you'd be like, oh, the bloody rabbits are nibbling at the fucking aerial again. And then his dad used to hide, like white lightning, like them 2-litre bottles of white lightning in the rabbit cage. So I remember once I was going on a rugby trip with these boys on a boat to St. Michael's Moor. And then I thought, I'll have some of that cider out the rabbit hutch. So then I went in but then I let the rabbits loose. And
oh,
I
went
in, got the, because I was just had, you know, booze in my eyes. And then I got the booze. But then I got so drunk, I fell overboard.
Of course you did.
Yeah. And it wasn't fun. I used to go on so many outings just for booze, and I never had a fun time.
Just got too drunk, especially when you're young and you get drunk really quick. You don't really sort of, you get drunk for getting drunk, don't you? Don't really think, oh, I've had enough now, I'm having fun, this is great. You just carry on until you go overboard, I suppose. Well, don't you?
And I didn't want to hang out with these people. I have spent a whole lifetime trying to acquire a delightful social circle. And I tell you, I'm yet to find it.
Awesome. The first time I went drinking with Harriet, we had a civilized lunch, didn't we, in the Northern Quarter in Manchester. And we've been chatting for about 5 minutes, and I then knocked over a full glass of red wine into your lap. And that's how we bonded, wasn't it, Harriet?
Oh my God, yeah. Mm.
She always does that, Lou. She pretended it was like a one-off, but that's how she gets friends.
Yeah.
Because she has to then take their clothes home to wash. And then she makes herself look like a martyr or a saint, rather.
Look, he didn't wash my clothes. She left me looking stinking like old vino. Absolutely did not wash my clothes. Then she got me very drunk and then hopped off on the tram for an evening dalliance.
Did I?
Yeah, with other friends. Left you, Harriet. This story's getting worse. You were covered in red wine, stinking. And she just went, enough. I've got cleaner friends to meet.
Isn't it? Lou's never got there's never one social arrangement in a day. You're just one of 10 in a day. You're an amused moosh of socials.
A boost, boosh.
What did I say?
A boost, moose.
I don't do that anymore, Harriet. Now I live in the middle of nowhere. I used to have my lunches, Sally. Mm. I like to organise my lunches. Well, Sally's not interested. She's feeling her beard to see how hairy it is.
I was just then.
I have my lunches, Sally, don't I? But anyway, I don't do that anymore because I have to feed the gentleman caller. So, Harriet, when you were at university...
Yeah. Where were you at university? Yeah. Set the scene. Where were you at university?
Well, very, distinguished. Wolverhampton.
Oh, Wolverhampton Uni, yeah.
I didn't know they had one.
Well, they barely do. Yeah.
And what were you studying there, Harriet?
What was I studying?
Yeah.
Drama and performance. What else would I study, innit?
Yeah, true. And then, so as Lou was going to say, you got yourself drunk there. No, it's all right. She was going to ask, leading the next question, weren't you, Lou?
Yeah, it was very professional.
What was your drink in Wolverhampton University?
Always gin. I was made of gin because at one point I wasn't even eating so I was eating gin jelly and drinking gin.
Wow. Oh my God. And there's nothing of you. You're tiny. So you must have just been absolutely fucked all of the time.
Yeah. And people would say, are you drinking gin tonight? Because they said I was like a really manic, even more so than usual on the gin. But do you know what? Here's a good tip though. If ever you do eat, like when I did eat, say if I had a big dinner, and then if I add gin and tonic, there's something about the tonic that like gets rid of your dinner. So then you can fit more booze in.
Is that right? Do you think that is what a scientist would say? Or is that just Harriet Dyer?
No, I've actually got that.
You've got proof.
Unquote from a scientist.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, something in the tonic.
What a scientist, Harriet? Yeah. Is it Dr. Dyer?
No, Dr. Lorette. A stone.
Oh, that one. Oh, I know who you mean. That famous doctor who does talk. I mean, he specializes in tonic, or they specialize in tonic. I'm not going to give the gender away, although they specialize in tonic, don't they? And appetite suppressants, and how tonic is an appetite suppressant. Exactly. That's right. So you drank gin. Oh, Lou was waiting.
Well, I was going to say, do you think it's the quinine in the tonic?
No, it's bullshit, Lou. Bullshit. She's just made it up. Oh, bless you for continuing.
Do you know what? Harriet said it with such confidence. That's your drama training. I believed every minute of that. You took me on a journey there, and I thought, well, maybe it's the quinine that just kind of...
No, I think it's true, because as well,
it's back to being true now, is it? Okay.
go have a big dinner, then go out and have gin and tonic, and you'll be fine.
Maybe it's the food, Harriet.
What?
Maybe it's the food absorbing the booze, not necessarily the scientific quinine tonic thing.
No, because the food is often different, but the gin is all the same. You know?
If anybody's still listening to this.
What? Did you have a specific gin that you liked, or was it just house?
Do you know what? In them days, you didn't have all the other gin. If you were going to be fancy, you'd have Bombay Sapphire. Yeah, that was the fancy one. And other than that, it was either Gordon's or it was Chopin.
Or London, whatever. Is it
Plymouth? Plymouth gin.
Plymouth gin. Yeah.
That's nice Plymouth gin, though. I'd say that's a fancy one, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But I don't... Yes.
I don't know. I think it is, though. I had it once and thought it was delicious, so I assumed it was fancy, but then I'm not that classy. I pretend I am.
Had you had your dinner, though, Sally? Because that might have changed
the question. That's a damn good question, and I think I had my dinner, so perhaps, yeah, maybe there was something in that.
So
you must have got smashed then. You must have some good drunk stories from uni, Harriet.
This is the problem, what I was thinking today. All my stories are quite sad.
You're not the first on this podcast. You're not the first. No. I mean, we've had some sad stories. See if you can beat them.
I reckon I could, you know, but I don't think that it's fun. Well, before I went to uni, I was already drinking too much gin. Well, this is a very depressing...
gin is a depressant, though, Harriet. Yeah. So, you know, isn't it?
Tell us, and if the story ends with you and then I buried the body, maybe don't tell that one.
Well, this is just quite sad, and then I'll tell you another, well, probably the other sad one after. When we were sorting out my mum's stuff when my mum died, there was something kept in was a note that I had written when I was at college, and I'd weed on the floor and then left a note swimming in the ginny wee on the floor. And I left a note going, oh dear, Mum, I think I've got a problem. I'm drinking too much gin, but I never want to talk about it again. Sorry, Harriet. And then she's kept that.
Oh,
isn't that mental and horrible?
I think that's quite, I think it's quite sweet. I don't think that's sad. I mean, it's sad because your mum's passed away, but I think it's quite, you know, it's quite sweet to keep memento, you know, little things.
She's got like pictures that my brother's drawn and then a fucking note from old pissy.
Covered in piss. Covered in piss.
Exactly. All stained. and then when I was at uni, no one would work with me because I was pissed on gin. And then I used to take in gin in a Buxton bottle. Water and just drink that and do body maintenance. I don't even know what that is. And then
is that part of the degree, body maintenance?
Yeah, whilst unmaintaining
my body.
And then once there was a fucking massacre because the body maintenance, we all had to do like expressive dance and stuff, and then this girl, she hadn't cut her toenails, and then sliced someone whilst dancing.
Oh no!
And I was just there with my gin, laughing at this absolute carnage. And then there was this email that went around like, "Can we all make sure we cut our toenails moving forward?"
Fucking chaos. Oh, that's horrible though, isn't it? Because when I was at drama school, all you do is lay on the floor, blow other people's pubes out the way, and just have people's jammy, cheesy jam toes in your face constantly. It's horrible.
And they used to, and the teachers were always sort of like, we used to have male teachers, and they did, because loads of girls do drama, don't they? So they used to love it. We used to just laugh at them because they'd always make us like lie on the floor and put our legs in the air and stuff, and you'd think yeah you just now open your legs, girls, no, you dirty old perv.
my halls were in Walsall, so but my lessons were in Wolverhampton, which was just everyone else that just lived where their lessons were. But I picked where I lived on security. I looked at who had the best securities and then lived in Walsall. And then once it was my birthday, and then the people in Wolverhampton, that we went for drinks, and then I went on the bus to go back to Walsall, and I didn't have a bottle opener to take the thing off, and then I was so pissed that I just bit the top off the hole of the Bulmers. Is it Bulmers?
The cider, yeah.
Yeah, and then when I've got back to halls, they've gone, "Happy birthday," and I'm like, blood and glass pouring out of my mouth. And then there was this little girl called Shorty, and then she's like, "My dad's a paramedic," and she had loads of bits and bobs to like, because I still got a scar right now.
I'm surprised. You bit the top off a bottle.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. How can you not get a lid off a bottle with my teeth? I'm amazed that you could even, I suppose, desperation to get in, isn't it? You're going to...
Wow.
Oh, Harry, you don't drink at all anymore, though, do you?
Not anymore.
But because I remember when we did Edinburgh Festival and Lou and I shared a flat, and you used to come and visit us sometimes, and you drank, but you drank in real moderation, didn't you? Because I remember you used to bring like a little bottle of white wine round. Do you remember? Just a little one, because you'd come round for a drink, or you know, just a chat. You go, "I've just got this little bottle of red wine, like a white wine," and you just drink that. So you were still drinking, but you obviously, like, you had it under control then, didn't you? But obviously just quite like the taste of it. But now you don't at all, do you?
No, it's my brain just goes, even then. Do you know what? I found a video of us that night, really recently, of you two drunk doing the Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were all on the headstands.
What?
Remember,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, where did I find it? There's a video.
Send it to us later. Maybe we'll put it on the Patreon for our Patreon.
Yeah, I'll send it over. And then Lou had those ridiculous herbal cigarettes and then pulled a whitey. She couldn't remember.
I do remember the stupid herbal cigarettes that she was saying.
Oh, God, the
stench. She bought them on Amazon
them.
Before we went.
Yeah.
She was like,
yeah,
I bought two packets of herbal cigarettes.
They could have had anything in them. I could have been smoking concrete. I could have been smoking the toenails of drama students from Wolverhampton. Oh, they were disgusting. But the thing is, because I know that, well, not anymore, but I used to smoke at Edinburgh. But I used to think, right, well, this will combat that. So if I buy herbal ones, then, you know, at least yeah. I'm not killing myself completely.
But then you got through it. You got through both packets in a night, I think. And then you just went and bought normal fags.
Yeah, I did, memory. Yeah.
Yeah. So
you were having my cigarette.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You smoked, didn't you, Harriet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't anymore.
Oh, you've given it all up, haven't you?
Yeah, nothing fun, really.
Wow.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the signs. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
I mean, cigarettes, it's not a bad thing to give up, are they? Well, I mean, I was going to include booze then, but I'm not giving up booze. So, but you wanted to, Harriet, that's fine. When was the last time you got drunk? Can you remember? It was sort of like the final time when you just went, oh, I'm done.
Probably with Lou. Do you remember? No, it must have been another time. I think it was when I did a gig and then... I stayed in this hotel, and then I think some of the locals, because I'd done the gig quite a bit, some of the locals bought me drinks, not knowing that I don't drink, and then I went full on feral, and then I went drinking with homeless people in the town, and then I went back to my went back to the hotel, and then I'd heard someone say that if you smoke with the shower on, then it evaporates the smoke, so no one can smell it. So then, but in my drunk logic, I was like, right, so I'll have a cigarette whilst having a bath, which is not the same. So then I was just in this hotel smoking whilst in the bath at about 4 a.m. And then this woman knocked on the door, and I just answered it naked with a cigarette in my mouth. And then she was like, what are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean, what am I doing? She's like, you're smoking. I was like, no, I'm not. With a cigarette in my mouth. And then she went, you're not allowed to smoke. And then because I was, no, this is quite awful actually. No, because I was an utter. I just stubbed it out on my own hand like a weirdo. And then she, I was just like, wouldn't break eye contact with her. And then she was just like, what? And then just left me to it. But then in the morning she was still on the reception, and I was very embarrassed.
God. Yeah.
And then she chased me afterwards, and then I was like, leave me alone.
But sounds like you're recounting a dream at the moment, doesn't it? But go on, yeah, sorry.
No, I hadn't paid, so I thought she
was, I see,
full on with me. And then she was like, madame, you haven't paid.
Oh,
madame?
Yeah.
Hang on a minute. After all of that, she called you madame?
Oh, she'd seen me naked, hadn't she? Of course she did. Of course she was calling me madame after seeing
seeing the diet, the old head.
Yeah, old head. You know what they say? Old head. Young
pubes. What? No. Rancid. Oh, dear. I'll tell you what, though, Harriet, when you were drinking... She's a wicked dancer, Sally.
Is she?
Have you ever seen?
Imagine.
Have you ever?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Can she do the running man?
Yes, she can. She can. I've seen. Yes, Harriet, you won the dancing competition at Katie Mulgrew's hen do.
Oh, but I was doing the hand jive.
Oh.
That's not modern dance.
Describe the hand jive.
From Greece.
Oh, from Greece. Oh, yeah. From the 60s. isn't it? Yeah. Or 50s. I know the one you mean.
With that, it made me, I'd had a big dinner and I wasn't drinking gin. And I did one the hand jive and then I had to go be sick because I jigged about too much.
I love that. You were eating dinner and then you didn't drink gin. So you blame that because you think the tonic didn't make your dinner evaporate like it scientifically has been proven to do.
You used to drink red wine though, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have the odd red wine. And then, I think I might have. The last time I drank, I had one glass of red wine at New Year's Eve, just gone. And I think I did the year before, but that's it. That's it.
You're not a habitual drinker at all anymore. Do you miss it? Do you miss getting drunk, or are you quite happy, sort of?
No, I miss smoking more, you know. I just miss the habit of smoking, like, because I'm quite awkward and I never know what to do if I'm waiting for someone or something, whereas before I was used to just have a cigarette. But it'll be nice because I've never done Edinburgh Fringe whilst being a non-smoker, and I'd always feel really bad there because it's always so busy, and I felt like even if I was being careful smoking, I was always sort of accidentally smoking in someone's face. So that'll be nice not to be polluting anyone this year.
Yeah.
I forget that mumble.
Are you with us today, Sally?
I'm here. The spirit is here.
Your tits are grape and rhubarb juice.
Oh, do you know what? Now then, I have to say, I'm obviously, as ever, I am allergic.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And this has got brilliant blue in it. I mean, that's what it's called. I'm not saying brilliant blue, but it's the colouring brilliant blue. And I suspect if I was to drink the rest of this, I might have a very fun afternoon.
Oh, she's going to be bouncing, aren't you? You're going to be bouncing afterwards. But then what time will you crash though? Because you're bound to come down, aren't you?
Yeah, probably by the time I arrive at the Frog and Bucket this evening, which comedy club in Manchester. Yeah.
Half past seven, 7:45. Lou's going to be in a right old stinker. You'll have to have a few through. Oh no, then you won't sleep.
You stop drinking it then. Yes. Do you have to drink it all? Is that what you have to do during this?
No, I don't have to, but I'm just testing myself to see what happens.
Harriet, we normally have a drunk story from a listener, but we haven't got one today. So what I thought I'd do is ask you if you've got a drunk story of a friend.
A drunk
story? Let's land them on it. Friends. Of a friend, yeah.
Oh God, here we go.
or a partner. Or Lou.
Yeah, but that's what I was worried she was going to do. I don't drink, Harriet, do I?
Do you know what Lou did once, though, actually? She and I was, like, so excited about it. She arranged, when drunk, a trip for us to go to Germany. And I was genuinely really excited. And we were going to go stay with, have you got a relative in Germany?
Oh.
And then the next time I saw you, I was like, I can't wait till Germany. And you were like, what the fuck? You're not going to Germany. I was like, oh no.
Oh, she built it up and then she couldn't find a real purpose-built travel agent.
I needed to take her down the body.
You know what? I've done that before with my mate Jane on the in-breath, where we've woken up in the morning and I've gone, sure I did something last night. Sure I did. And I've checked my phone and whatever, and I've checked the phone and I've been on Skyscanner looking at flights for Paris.
Oh, you did book it, didn't you?
Yeah. And I booked it, but I had no evidence of the flights. The only way I knew that I'd booked to go to Paris was that the money had come out of my bank account and I couldn't find the flights or anything. And then I had to email EasyJet and go, have I booked these flights? I have to be full disclosure. I was shitted when I booked this. And the woman on the messenger thing said, well, that's hilarious. Yes, you have got flights to Paris. Happy New Year. I was like, well, thank you very much, Barbara, or whatever your name was. So it's not a surprise, Harriet.
So we can do it. So what we like to do as well, Harriet, is think of a cocktail for our listener. In this case, it's Lou. We can think of a cocktail, German. A lie involved because you weren't going to Germany.
Do you know what? That's really annoyed me about myself. But well, lots.
You would
have
probably quite liked to have gone, wouldn't you?
No, but I haven't spoken to Uncle David. since my Uncle Brian's wedding, which was 25 years ago. So why had I just decided that we're going to go and stay with Uncle David, who I don't even know. I mean, I know he lives in Germany and I think he might live somewhere near Hamelin, but that's it. Oh, well, sorry about that, Harriet.
That's all right. So your drink would be, obviously, tonic, gin.
No, and tonic's going in yours. Tonic is going in yours.
This you haven't told me this, so I've got to do myself a drink as well.
No, no, we'll do that. We'll do that in a bit. Oh. We're just doing one for the listener. I'm saying that in inverted commas. Okay.
Well,
so it's going to be something German, and there's some sort of like those nice...
A sausage in it.
Yeah.
And then
I can be the stirrer.
Yeah.
I can be the stirrer, nice sausage. Got me some of that white beer that they like in Germany, don't they? That's that, or is that Belgium?
A pint of sausage in it. Because we had 10 pints that day. We went for roast dinner. And then we had 10 pints in Chorlton with your friend. Looks like Harry McCleary from Donaldson.
So what it'll be is 10 pints with 10 sausages and then some tonic at the end to digest them sausages. That's the cocktail. And then maybe a trip to Germany, depending on
to Oktoberfest or something.
Yeah, but it'd be one of those, you know, when you pull the short straw, but it'll be pull the short sausage.
I'd love that. And all the beers and sausages would be served in those massive umpapa pint things, whatever they are.
And what's it going to be called? Extravaganza of booze.
People do those, what they call picklebacks or something, don't they? Where they drink the vinegar from a pickle jar or something. And then they have, apparently they're, But I could have the vinegary thing from sauerkraut to make it a bit more German.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Or the brine from sausages.
From all 10 sausages.
And it's called the Judas because Lou is a dirty liar that betrayed me and we're not going to Germany.
The Judas. Yeah, brilliant name. There you go.
Okay. All right, then. Well, let's do one for Harriet then. Okay.
Right. Probably some tonic.
Yeah, well, it can't have alcohol in it because it's for Harriet.
Well, tonic doesn't have alcohol.
Oh, just tonic water without...
It's got to have some sort of broken glass, you know, like sort of...
Broken glass!
Not broken glass, but like, where you... But kind of, you know, that sort of sugar glass stuff that you have on, it's got to be served in that so that it looks broken. Yeah. Is it sugar glass that they use in theatres when they're playing glass? Yeah. Be served in that.
Knowing us, Harriet, we'd probably forget to get you the sugar glass and we'd just smack a real glass bottle over your head or something.
Yeah. Will you be careful? Because I've told you about, because I used to put my head through stuff, I'm now deaf.
You haven't told us about that. You must have told Lou about that. When did you put your head through stuff?
When I was a child, during lockdown, I've now got hearing aids because all the masks, I didn't know what anyone was saying. And then it turned out I'm deaf because I used to put my head through stuff when I was younger, through doors and stuff.
So I shouldn't be laughing, really, should I? I mean, for the listener, Harriet's telling this in a very upbeat way. This isn't therapy.
No.
Harriet's come to terms with this behaviour. She's got her hearing aids in.
What, like through doors? Like what? Through... did you ever get your head caught through some railings or something like that?
Well, this isn't that. You know when when sexy ladies go like, where they go like, ooh, and then there's people carrying them like that and they're like, go to Aberystwyth University, you know?
No. Describe it better. Describe it. So sexy ladies going to go to Aberystwyth.
Say I'm a person.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, are you? Okay. Oh, no idea. Anyway.
So there's a few people like that with their hands, and then someone's lying.
Like across their arms.
And then they're like that.
Like if they're all,
So people used to do that to me, but I was faced forwards like a maggot. And then...
or just face forwards.
Yeah, but maggots, because like, they have that dot at the end, don't they? Where they're always forwards.
Did the same person tell you this is the tonic to that person.
No, I 100% still think that. So then they'd go, you know, when they go, this is the police. And then you, and then like, so what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes.
You'd get rammed. You'd get rammed into doors.
Yeah, because my head was hard, but not as hard as I thought. Because they've got a dent in the back of it as well.
I'm not surprised. So you were the one that went, oh, I'll be the pole. Or
I'll
whatever.
Be the buttering rum. To be pummeled against the door. On the
and then rum. Would it open the doors?
No, it just hurt the head. And now I'm deaf.
How many times did this happen, Harriet?
Like, because they go, we'd either at the end of the night go to this Indian restaurant where these men would be like, let's have Zambuca. Or if they wouldn't let us, because loads of us would just... Because it was in this restaurant, we'd be have Zambuca, be sick, and then just fold the tablecloth over. So then they wouldn't want us around their restaurant anymore. So then we'd go, oh, let's go play battery.
Let's go play battery. And then, so when you realised that you were deaf, so you obviously went to the doctor. Did he say, when do you think this came on? And you had to tell this tale. Well, when I was a kid, do you reckon? Did he go? I think it might have been the reason, Harriet.
Well, they said it, because your ear holes are very sexy, then we think it might be. Obviously, I'm paraphrasing. They said that we think it might be like a head injury. Have you had many bumps to the head? And I said, funny you should say that. Many. And I was like, yeah, did you used to play battering rams?
Did anybody else play the role of the battering ram?
The fact that you just sort of like didn't mind, or you'd no.
I'd still
wow.
Do.
I'd still do it,
yeah. Because we used to, when I was older, we'd play sausages in a similar way. We'd lie down in the duvet at uni, and then someone like outside on the hill, and someone would just like whip you out, and you'd lie in like a sausage roll. And I would still do that.
I think you're one of my favourite people.
We're going to do that in Edinburgh this year. I'm going to roll you down Arthur's Seat in a duvet.
Oh, that's yes.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm going
to... My first, because I've never been to Arthur's Seat, the first time going there, being rolled down it as a sausage. Mm. I'm in.
We could dress you up in like, you know, like an all-in-one brown catsuit thing with a hood. So we could dress you like an actual sausage.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Yeah, great.
Have you ever gone to that hill in Gloucester, Harriet, where they, you know, the cheese rolling hill? Yeah.
But I'd love to. I've watched a documentary on it. I haven't been there.
Yeah, but I've been there and it's really steep. But I haven't watched them do cheese rolling. I've just been there. But I bet you'd probably fare quite well because you clearly have no fear. So you'd probably be quite, you know, you'd probably win, actually, Harriet, because you wouldn't care, would you? You'd just roll down with the cheese.
Yeah, but I'd be disqualified because I am not a cheese.
No, well, let's dress you up like a cheese.
People can go down. It's people rolling down. They just roll a cheese? I can't remember what they do.
Oh, is it?
But people go. People go down there. Yeah, yeah.
But surely people must break their legs or their neck.
But Harriet is quite steep. I mean, she's been a battering ram. I mean, there's she could do anything. Harriet can do anything now.
You'd have to take your hearing aids out before we rolled you down that hill because you'd lose them.
Yeah, you don't want to lose those.
Yeah. Yeah.
I went to see years ago. Went to see Philomena, the film. Very good, in fact. Hmm. And then it was just me and loads of elderly people. And then I was like, "What the bloody hell is that noise?" And I think all their hearing aids had like synced up, and they were just like. And now I am that. I'm one of them now. Upsetting.
Yeah, though, isn't it? Now you can. Is it better to be able to hear everything? What was it?
No,
like
I'm just really loud.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
And then I can, and then I can hear a few. What I've learned is people are just very bloody mumbly. So still people are mumbly. And then I can, because I could always hear you two anyway.
It's because we're quite.
Another statement. No, you're drama trained, so you speak well.
Yeah. But some people don't.
No, they don't, Sally.
Oh, Harriet. Oh, we should just do a quick shout out to, we've got to do Harriet. We've done Harriet. Have we done Harriet's drink? No, we haven't done Harriet.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. But quick shout out to Patreon, of course. And it's Rachel Clark. Lovely Rachel Clark is our new Patreon. So thank you for joining. Ooh, if you want to join Rachel. The Patreon along with Rachel Clark and everybody else. And
send us your drunk stories. Spit or Swallow Podcast 34@gmail.com. Thank you.
And just do Patreon. I don't know what the email dresses, but if you Google Spit or Swallow Podcast Patreon, you'll find it and join up. There's little extras. We'd love to have you on board.
Yeah, that's how good we are at selling ourselves, is it? We don't know how you get there, but
I should really have that email address hand, really, shouldn't I? A drink for Harriet, a cocktail for Harriet. Oh no, yes. We were getting there with the sugar glass. We got distracted.
Oh yeah.
Sugar glass, quinine.
But we haven't even had a drink and we're going off piste.
No, you're high off the blue thing, aren't you?
I am. I'm high off that. I think
I'm drunk because I'm drinking in a champagne glass. I'm drinking the fizz in a champagne glass.
Psychological.
If someone's in the, if you record, well, does this shatter the illusion for the listeners? But if you're recording in the day, will you still drink? And then
And
then what do you do if you've got a gig in the evening?
We drive hammered. Oh, no, we don't. We don't. We sip it. We sip. We try. You can try a drink by just sipping it, can't you? But if we're not driving, then we can enjoy
thoroughly
ourselves.
Enjoy ourselves, that's Harriet. Great.
Thoroughly. We cancel our yoga class.
Yeah. And the worst thing is, Harriet, when we're together, we do a lot of dancing, don't we, Sally? We dance a lot. And then we email people that we shouldn't.
Yeah.
So that's
we FaceTime. We used to play FaceTime roulette quite a lot. In fact, I think you might have been one of the recipients once.
Yeah, I was. I remember. Yeah.
Well, I don't. So sorry about that.
We've got a couple more questions, but we have to give Harriet's drink a name. It's in the sugar glass. It's got tonic in it. We should really have another ingredient, shouldn't we? Can't just be a gin and tonic, can it? We can put the grape juice in there. Tonic. Are we not? And it's going to be a mocktail then, is it, for Harriet?
Yeah.
Okay. But what are we going to call it? Old head or something?
Yes. Diuretic. Diuretic, because it'll act and then it make you go to the toilet, because I believe quinine does that as well.
Old head diuretic. Can we have old head diuretics, please?
Yeah, there you go.
And also the stirrer will just be like a little mini battering ram, won't
it? Yes, there's my head.
I've got a really runny nose. That's weird. Sorry about that.
Why blew my nose and then you got a runny nose?
You've given it to me. Ooh. I've just cuffed it. Like, I'm 47. What am I doing?
Look. I've got to ask Harriet the penultimate question.
Harriet Louise Dyer.
Yeah.
You have, let's imagine. That you've got a spittoon in front of you. A bucket that people spit in.
Spit all their
wine or their drinks.
You know, when you're tasting and stuff, the dirt, like when you gob it out. But not like the spit in your friend when you were a kid. No. That sort of spit. No.
Let's imagine you've got one of them in front of you and it's got the cast offs from somebody's drinks in it, right? So they have the shrapnel from their drinks. Whose spittoon would you, Harriet Brian Louise Dyer, drink?
Do I have to pick something?
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Anyone famous?
Anyone, apart from your partner, not your partner.
Yeah, don't be drinking Marv's.
Yours.
All right, what, Lou's?
No, not mine. Don't do mine. Mine's Richard. Yeah,
Sally. All right.
So classy.
Yeah, Sally's is classy.
Really classy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I've had today. Oh.
Oh, Sally. There you go.
Sorry about that. I couldn't think of anyone better.
No one's picked me before. It's a first. I feel absolutely honoured, Harriet. And what happens next is you have to do it. You didn't know that. We didn't tell you that bit. So we have to get together.
Why are you knocking my door?
Yeah, go to your front door. It should be outside there now.
Surprise!
It's like that dating programme, you know, where they have the meal outside. But
I was on that. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you poison somebody by serving them raw chicken. Anyway, there you go. Sally, the final question, please.
Is this drink, which I haven't managed to get because I didn't realise it was from B&M, is it a spit or a swallow? Louise?
Well, I have to say I've drunk most of it. But I'm so sorry, Harriet. It's a spit from me because...
Oh, no, because you're off your tits.
Yeah, and also it's very sweet.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've got socks on my teeth and...
Made your mouth go a bit purple, actually.
I think maybe bluey. I'm having a heart attack because my whole face looks like it's gone blue. But I am so sorry, Harriet. I know that you enjoy this drink, but it makes me think of childhood rubbers. So,
That's quite a nice thing to think of. Now, I've got the wrong drink, but mine is different. But the drink that I've got is the Tesco Rosé Grape and Rhubarb. It's definitely a swallow. It's lovely. Really nice. So well done, Harriet, on recommending a drink that made me get something else. There we go.
Look at her just quaffing it back in a champagne glass.
Oh, it's nice. Well, Harriet, Louise, Brian, Graham, Dyer.
Yeah, Graham with an E.
Yes. Thank you so much. What a joy it's been to chat to you. Thanks for coming by. When I say coming by, sitting on your sofa and doing this by Zoom.
But, thanks for that, mate. Yeah, you're a lovely, lovely person, and I can't wait to see you in real life again. Thank you.
Oh, you too, Lou.
What about me?
No, you don't get it, Sally. She's drinking your juice.
Very often, Sally. Well, I'll see you in Edinburgh, won't I, Sally?
No, I'm not there. But you might I might pop up. But anyway, we're just dribbling on now. Bye-bye. Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with what you thought about the wines that we've tried or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we're at Lou and Sally.
Facebook is Spit or Swallow Podcast.
Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the number 34, @gmail.com.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast.
Thanks to Audio Boom for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
Any sports fan knows defense wins championships. Your championship is your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your best defense is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive, which is like having a goalie, a 7-foot shot-blocking specialist, and a linebacker all wrapped into one. Which, to circle back, means you're going to win the championship. Because, you know, defense.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations. Progressive presents Forced Metaphors, about bundling your home, auto, and other vehicles.
In hockey, it's the goalie's job to protect the net. And in life, your net is your home and auto, but also your boat, motorcycle, RV, or ATV. And your goalie is the round-the-clock protection offered by Progressive Insurance. Well, and also the savings you get when you bundle. So in this metaphor, you have two goalies, which is okay because, you know, it's just a metaphor.
Forced Metaphors, presented by Progressive. Bundle and protect today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, at gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review, because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast, where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!